Is that a false start?
Yeah. Well, so, I was about to say the house is still wrong.
You're on what?
I'd rather the house.
Stop talking about Robin houses, dude. We're on podcast. 7125 Media. I mean, 7125. Are we doing this right?
No.
Classic fucking Sunday.
Fucking up left to right.
Been drinking since noon.
1995 or what?
89, baby. Haven't felt a condom in years. Ages. Centuries.
Centuries.
We should just let him keep going.
I know.
Centuries 25, right?
No.
What's the 25?
What is a century?
100.
100 years?
So yeah. What's a decade? I thought a decade.
It's 10 years.
10. What's 25?
I don't think there is a 25.
There has to be.
No, oh, when people turn 25, don't they say that's their something long birthday? Obviously, we're all fucking stupid, but
I don't know.
Yeah, I thought that was like something old birthday. Quarter century. It's quarter century.
Right. Oh, okay. Makes sense. 25. Quarter. 25 cents is a quarter.
Yeah.
You're an idiot.
I was going to bring my son's homework in here and then give you guys each a question.
We would all fail. We would
all fail. I wanted to see what the answer would be.
You got me nervous when you said fractions last week. When you were like, oh, I've been doing fractions. I was like, fuck.
Still don't know.
I don't remember that shit. It's been so long. Well, like all the crazy shit.
Long division.
They're still giving them a bunch of like packets for homeschool or what?
Yeah, they email weekly homework. Mm-hmm. But this kid is just like, it's our fault though too. So he'll say, we'll do it tomorrow. We'll do it tomorrow.
Oh,
so that last night, he just had to bust it all out in one night. Because I knew we knew we were coming here, and then his cousins were going to spend the night. So.
Have they said anything about schools opening?
I've heard... I got it on my phone.
Yeah, well, that's going to take an hour.
It probably depends on the district,
okay,
too.
Okay, so look, this is what they're saying. CDC guidelines to reopen K-12 schools in CA. So this one, some of the guidelines. Wear masks over the age of 2, which is already difficult because one of my sons is 4 and it's just a hassle. And they touch their face way more because they're trying to mess with the mask and fix it and all that. Yeah. No sharing of any items or supplies.
Their kids.
Yes. Desks 6 feet apart, all facing the same way. Which they all do face the same way, but 6 feet apart, I guess that's...
No, sometimes they're in
groups. So they don't fucking hit each other and they won't be distracted, but... Distance on school buses, 1 child per seat, skip rows, install sneeze guards, and...
how is any of that going to fucking work?
I don't know. One-way routes and hallways, tape on sidewalks and walks.
I think
assure kids stay 6 feet apart. They're kids. They're not going to...
No, yeah. But I think it's almost like guidelines just for them to feel better about opening it up. You know? Like, you're saying, how's it going to work? But it's like, hey, we gave you all the steps. Yeah. I don't even think they're going to think it, like it works.
Only prepackages, boxes, or bags of food instead of cafeteria food. Kids eat in classrooms.
Oh, that's
bruh, you're taking, like, the whole social thing out of school. No field trips, assemblies...
Damn,
same children stay. I know. Let's see.
But how would the, like, even the buses, how would the fuck would that work?
Well, they're saying staggered arrival and departure times. Parents still have to work, and parents still have to be at work at a specific time. So they drop their kids off at a specific time and work, hopefully, be able to work around their schedule with that. But
it's not like the two buses are going to show up to bus stop either. Because when I had to take a bus for middle school, like, if you weren't there, fucking at 8 or whatever time it was, 8:01, the bus will leave your ass.
Yeah.
So it's not like they're going to fucking wait for another bus to come. They're going to send another bus. They're putting enough money to the schools.
I don't think they're going to be able to keep that under control.
Hell no.
Uh-uh.
Staggered times is crazy.
Nothing's under control. They started opening stuff. I think I saw a picture of the Ozarks.
Oh, yeah, I was about to talk about that. That's
tight. And what?
The lakes?
Oh, no, it was just a picture of the Ozarks, them partying right now.
Yeah.
And it's just fucking in pools and stuff, and it's just packed. Like, crazy packed.
Fucking Ozarks going on outside. If you hear anything, just
because there's fucking drunk white people in the background, it's because
Well, I know people went to Arizona.
People that kicked us out of the studio out there partying together.
Arizona last week or 2 weeks ago, and they went to resort and everything. They had like at the swimming pool had slides and all that shit, and that was open. They didn't say anything about wearing masks or keeping people 6 feet apart. So,
well, that's another thing is like this whole thing has become political now. So it's like if you're in a red state, most likely they're not going to care. They're proving a point by not wearing a mask.
Like certain parts, people are just like not obeying the rules or whatever. Like yesterday I went to Target in Menifee, and it's you see a lot of Trump shit around there now.
Oh yeah.
And so in the store, like people wearing masks, everyone's wearing a mask besides a couple people, and most of the people that are not wearing masks, they're all white. That's how it is. And yesterday there was this lady, I was standing at Starbucks, this lady wearing a mask, right? And she was standing in line for Starbucks also, and then there was other lady behind her and she wasn't wearing a mask. And the lady with the mask sneezed, and she still covered her mouth. And she had a mask on. And the lady with the mask, without a mask, got upset because she didn't move out the line and sneeze. And she turned around and was like, I'm wearing a mask, and you're not. I'm going by the rules or whatever. And
regulations.
Yeah, regulations or whatever. And then the other lady just like, she was just being a Karen and shit. She just got upset and walked away. Like, I don't know if she was going to call someone or what, but it was just stupid.
I would have been like, all right. Now I'm closer to being paying my shit because you got out the lines.
But there was families without masks and just like chilling. Like, I guess they could do whatever you want. But at the same time, like, you know, don't complain about someone else.
Yeah.
If you're not going to go follow the rules.
But that's the tough part because it's like, it's not a big ask, but also it's not necessarily a rule anymore for a lot of places. Like Riverside, they said, oh, the state says it, but we're saying you don't have to if you don't want
but
to.
But even if it's not a rule, if some people feel safer with the mask on, and
well, I get what you're saying, but they have that choice to be like, I don't care.
You know? Yeah, but don't get upset on about someone else. Yeah.
I think that's the main thing. People are still wearing, a lot of people are still wearing the mask because they don't want to get those dirty looks. You know what I mean?
I don't think it's part of it. I mean, I started wearing it because I was getting those looks. Because in the beginning, I was like, fuck that. Just because it wasn't set in stone yet. It was just people being nervous. And then when it became sandstone, I was like, all right, well, I have to go to the store.
I kind of like how the stores are now, though. Like, they're quick with the line, too. Like, all right, everyone here, everyone here. Like, all right, come over here. Like, it just stayed like that. I went to Lowe's yesterday. There was a big-ass line, and it went away within, like, 2 minutes.
But I like those BevMo. When I'm going to go buy a drink, you just tell them what you want. They go pick it, and then you just buy it.
Sometimes you don't know what you want, and sometimes that's how you find new things, is that you're able just to go in there and search.
No, yeah, that's cool. But I'm saying if you do know what you want, that's a cool option to have.
Oh, so
just order it online if you want or whatever, and it's just ready for you.
So they're still open, though?
Yes.
You could still, if you don't know what you want, still go in there?
No. You go in there to pay, and that's it.
Oh, okay.
But I'm saying, like, they should keep that option after this whole thing.
Like, they bring back the drive-through liquor stores. You just roll up, like, hey, I want two boxes of cigarettes, some chips,
those in TJ,
some condoms, and that's it.
I've seen a couple in Orange County.
That one in Norco.
I've seen one in Pomona, too.
There's a couple in Norco.
Yeah. Dude, yesterday, like I said, I went to Target, and then we went to Lowe's. And then we're driving away, and I saw a Boot Barn, and my pops was like, oh, I wonder if it's open. I was like, nah, it's not going to be open. And we passed it, and the door was open, and we got all excited, like, oh, let's go check it out. Let's see if it's open. We rolled up, parked, and there was no one in there. So we kind of stuck our heads in, like, are you guys open?
They're like,
yeah, come in. They're all excited for half customers. We walked in there, just fucking try shit on. I was trying boots on, like, for no reason. And the guy was just like, oh, you guys can't try clothes and all that because of COVID and all that. So I was like, oh, so we're just kind of come back and return it? Like, yeah, if it doesn't fit you, then whatever. I was like, well, I tried a bunch of boots on. He's like, oh, it's all right, man. I was like, what the fuck?
No one's watching.
No shirts, but boots is okay.
Yeah,
that was kind of...
doesn't fucking make sense.
Yeah, it was kind of weird, though, like, for real. Like,
I think it's going to be weird for a minute, and then as soon as things might start getting a little bit back to normal, then they're saying that it might hit again, the second wave, just because it's
going
to be...
China's going through it right now.
Yeah, China's going through it.
So, I mean, I think it is going to happen, and they know. Even Trump said that, yeah, it's going to happen. He's like, but we're not shutting down again. It's not up to him. It's up to the states. So it's going to be like, it's going to be a weird fucking political thing. It's going to be weird. But it was funny because I went to the store with him and we cruised by this bar in Menifee, and we were staring at them like fucking like little like zoo animals and shit because they were outside actually eating and drinking at a bar. We're like, oh, fuck, look at that's what normal looks like.
I was kind of hating. Like, I want to go. And Talking about that, I looked that bar up on Instagram and I found the name and everything. And I wrote them like, "Here's the bar open." They're like, "Yeah." I was like, "All right, cool." So next time we can just go to the bar.
That's where we go.
So you can only eat outside, but the inside is open as well.
No, it was just the outside. Oh, okay. There's like a little patio area.
Yeah, I saw Lampost posted some shit about
they're gonna start doing it.
Yeah,
too.
they're trying to move their like tables around and get everything ready for people to dine in
for that stage two thing or whatever.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to. Yeah, sorry. We have my family's over. Or, not over. This
it's
is where
Ozark
they live, but...
outside. Ozark outside. Fucking, they just park.
We're going to Havasu in July, which is it feels kind of weird for a whole.
There's a bunch
week.
Of people out there already.
Well, I'm going to Tahoe in July.
Are you? I just don't want to wear the mask.
Oh,
I don't want to wear a mask in that heat.
Mm.
And I hope they don't ask us to do that. We're at the pool. Like, how's it gonna be when you're at the pool with your kids? Yeah,
no. They don't give a fuck.
Oh, they don't
there.
Give a fuck. Yeah. No, okay.
Yeah, I just had one of my buddies or one of my brother's friends just came back from Havasu, and they're like, no one gives a shit out there. No one gives a fuck.
And then
it's fucking Havasu. Everyone's still
later,
fucking partying. Like, yeah.
It's just 2 weeks later, they're like, just coughing and shit.
Yeah, that's what cracks me up. There's some people that are like. Big time, like, oh, wear a mask. Like, your fucking mom, for example. She was like, oh, they can't come over. They're crazy. And look at her having a fucking party with a bunch of people here.
She's
right
over
now.
It.
Yeah. But it's like, you'll see people go to, like, another state. Like, I've been seeing all these people that are like, oh, you guys are stupid. Just wear a mask. And then they go to Arizona, and they're fucking in the lake and everything around all these people. I'm like, oh, what, just because it's in the water, it's different? Like,
yeah.
Well, I think they opened everything over there. The gyms are open in Arizona and all that shit, so.
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
I think I'm just going to cancel my 24 because me and Melissa were talking about it. If I was to buy a squat rack and like the weights and everything, I'd spend like probably like $1,200 and I spend that for the whole year to go to 24 Hour Fitness.
You just have a gym at your house?
And just do it at home.
That'd be legit. You have the room
The only
it.
Thing that I love is the sauna, but I'll just have to figure it out. I'll just have to look
at
it.
I was looking that up because I saw one at Costco. It's like $1,000, but like the cheaper ones, like $1,200.
And what do you? What does it connect to? Your water?
Your water.
Obviously, but...
Yeah. It's like it sits like four people. Oh, okay. Costco.
I remember
a
Steph used to have one. That shit's a dope.
Oh yeah, she did have one.
Mm-hmm. Just go sit in the car in the middle of summer. Keep the windows up.
Like turn on your shower really hot. And just sit in there. Just stand in there. Don't get in the shower. Just let the shit steam up.
But this is making you realize what you can live without. Like all the money I was spending on stupid shit that obviously now I realize. I don't need it. It's not something
like, what were you
that I'll
on?
Live without. It's like all this, the food we'd eat, like going out and porn's free. And the clothes I would buy and shoes and...
But I missed fucking buying clothes, dude. I need to buy some shit. Like fucking, I guess the malls are going to open too. All this stuff's going to open in Riverside. So that's cool.
I'm just waiting for Burlington to open. I'm going to go wild right now.
Yeah, and all my money always went to fucking going to the bar, so that sucks.
So you're balling right now.
Huh?
You're balling right now.
I've been spending like half of that money just coming here and like drinking.
Oh,
but it's not the same as fucking going to the bar and like just dropping $200.
Damn, $200 bucks. What do you eat? What, that's eat? Damn, how do you spend $200? I don't understand that.
I drink a lot, fool. Fuck.
I spend almost $200 with two
it's
people.
It's kind of easy. If you go to like a Yard House and like something like that, like
That's why you got to try to find places that have deals or like happy hour or whatever.
Fridays.
Yeah.
Like a brewery is a little bit harder, but like a Yard House.
Well, if you go to breweries, I can understand how that can come up real quick because their shit ain't cheap. You're paying for that.
Plus you're buying growlers and stuff like that.
Shirts.
For dumbasses that don't wear it.
What happened to that internet thing? Where they're going to do it online, like a Venmo type shit. Right. Not Venmo, but Zoom.
I know.
Zoom.
Okay. Use your words.
It was you paid for it. They send you samples and they give you a shirt and all that.
Oh,
you're talking
beer
about
fest,
the beer fest. Yeah, the virtual beer fest. Yeah.
I don't know.
I think it happened already.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't. Well, I didn't buy it.
I didn't even know when it was.
Didn't know.
Yeah, Compton told me about it. And I think it was like that weekend, and I was just like, oh, I'm not gonna do it.
But you know what's pretty cool that I was Well, I was listening to a podcast the other day. Like, you know how comedy shows, like, rooms and all that, they're opening up slowly? A lot of comics are going to do, like Bobby Lee and Santino. They're going to do one at a drive-thru. And they're going to get the drive-thru. Not the drive-thru. The drive-in.
Oh, my God.
And then there's going to be, like, a stage in one of the, underneath one of the things. And then all four of them are going to show them on
the screen.
Ill.
Yeah.
That's pretty tight, cool. Huh? That's like, smart. I was like, damn, that's pretty cool.
But damn, how are they going to pull that off? Because drive-ins are, like, packed, too. And they have a bunch of time.
But they're in their cars, and they just tune into the fucking radio.
They'll rent it out. They'll probably make more money, the drive-in, running it out to, like, something like that, than how many people actually come and watch.
Because in one lot, I'm sure they can fit more than 200 cars.
But if I was a cop, I would just chill out there all night, because those motherfuckers are drinking.
Oh, hell yeah.
And just pull them over and link it out.
My brother's trying
fucking
to have his
narc.
Own.
This fucking guy, I swear.
My brother's trying to have.
But he's gonna leave this place fucking drunk, and he's gonna be like, "Oh,
I never drink and drive." It's
stupid. No, my brother's trying to have his own like little beer fest.
Well, so tell us about it.
He just wants to have like, we'll just pick up some like rare beers and just go to his place. Oh, we'll sit there and just taste.
Let's call it kickback.
No, but it's different.
Beer fest.
It's different than like just sitting there and drinking a beer. Like we're all gonna just sample each like whoever brings beer, so like we're gonna sample whatever you
Catalina
brought.
Wine mix.
Yeah.
Hell yeah,
that's just, yeah, exactly.
That's
just
like that.
No,
they cancel the Catalina.
I want to do that wing thing that you guys were always talked about.
The wing challenge.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
No, you don't. Dude.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah, I do.
All right.
You really want
to? I'll record it.
Let's do it.
But have you ever seen the beer Olympics when people do that? Oh, that shit's hilarious. My chita did that once, and it's just a bunch of different games, and then you're on a team. It's a beer Olympics, beer pong, and like all these drinking games,
bruh.
And then you're running back and forth, like it's
what? Huh? I miss beer pong so much.
I mean, you can do it here.
Yeah. I mean, there's a party outside, might as well.
But I want to be, bro. We should do it. Have a beer pong tournament.
No, because then you start crying. You're like, what are you
doing?
I
don't fucking cry.
This is fucking high school. This is fucking high school shit.
That party, bro, I was so bored.
This fucking stupid.
Because he hyped me up because I thought we were going to go to Caesars and shit. I thought we were going to leave there. I didn't know we were going to spend the whole night there.
Nobody wanted to leave.
I wanted to leave. I
yeah, but I'm
said it out
go
loud.
With you. You're
I
fucking,
screamed it.
You're being lame as fuck. I'm like, all right, leave with this guy. He's being lame as fuck. Or just
I know
stay
everyone
with the
else
crowd.
Was having a good time. Just being a little girl.
Bro, they had one little room where the
when
music was and I couldn't
fits,
hear music.
You should see what he throws
oh,
his
you're talking about Halloween?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I don't give a fuck. I'm a grown-ass man that throws fits. I could care less.
I was having a good time.
I was having a fucking great time.
Giving people advice with my mask on.
Yeah. Cool. That shit was fucking weird.
It just meant if they had music where we were at, I would just, it was funner, but
why?
More fun. I remember you talking
more
like real like serious talk to me, but you had that fucking, that Slipknot mask on and I couldn't take you seriously.
Yeah. I think I was talking to, who was it? Angie's husband.
Yeah,
we're talking about something serious, and you just
Tony?
Turn around. Is his name Tony?
No.
Anyways,
that's Angie's husband, right?
Little oh, Angie.
Little Angie. Yeah.
It's okay.
Another Angie.
They don't listen to this shit.
Little Angie. Oh, you're talking about Eric?
Yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. We're talking about something, and he comes up. And he's like, "Hey, don't give him any life fucking advice." So I was like, "Why?" He's like, "You don't look right now."
Yeah, hey, I was on a lot of acid that night too. So.
Oh fuck.
So I kept looking at you and you kept like trying to talk real serious to me. I was like, I can't do this shit right now.
So how many lives did you save that night?
All the lives.
I've been fucking changed the house around.
Yeah, we rearranged the whole fucking house.
Did she even notice or what?
Yeah.
Of course
morning,
they did.
She was pissed. She was pissed the next morning.
I don't know why, it looked way better.
Yeah, it did.
They had it like that for a while too.
They didn't switch it back. Mm-mm. That's pure laziness though.
They were just hung over for like a week.
Yeah,
like, fuck this shit.
Yo, freaking your girl posted something the other day that made sense. Said 2020 better not count on like my years, because it's like we didn't do shit this year.
Oh yeah,
like you know, like
so far,
like your next birthday should just stay your same age.
You count this year as a fucking new age.
Yeah, like this is just like a free trial.
So free what's trial. Gonna happen? So we're just gonna get refunded for Coachella then.
No, it doesn't seem like it. Riverside County just fucking opened up.
Yeah, but flu season's around October, so we'll see.
So would you feel responsible enough? Would you feel responsible to go, and then like
yes,
you would it, nothing would.
Dude, and then you're, dude, I'm there for the music.
Places. The music.
I'm just saying, I'll go too, but I just don't want to have that thing on my conscience if I come back and someone gets sick because I went to
just
that.
Wear
shit.
A mask the whole time, like that's usually what we wear. Just,
they're too. Gonna come back with some disease.
Yeah. HIV. Well,
last year it was fucking
herpes.
Herpes. Everyone got herpes. Man, that sucks.
Just wear a mask.
This is like 90% of people that went.
And we could, if we could upgrade a VIP, do it.
Oh, because you're not going to sell so much?
No, yeah. It's just worth it. VIP's worth it.
Way worth it.
And how much extra is that?
I don't know. For my regular, I don't know.
But it's I think it's like $800.
For one?
For a ticket.
Person?
Yeah.
Fuck that. I spent $800 for two people. Well, I'm paying $1,600, bro.
If it's... Available, off, I'm
bye.
And I will wait from you from the other side of the fence.
Sit on the gate. All right.
Fuck, I'll be by.
You're going to wait in that long ass line for a drink? We're just going to walk up. We'll be right back.
Then you guys better.
You just said you just saved a bunch of money by not doing shit. So,
yeah, I mean, but I want to do shit with my money. I want to buy weapons and tattoos and shit like that.
You've been saying that. You haven't done none of it.
Tint my windows. Saving everything up.
Well, Riverside did just open up, so.
You should get a nip and tuck, like, for your forehead. Like how Brian Callen's going to do his fucking lids, you should do your forehead. Fucking cut the middle and just fold it a little bit.
Did you see...
shit ain't that bad.
See that whole pound-for-pound list that started this whole commotion? No? John Jones is talking shit to Nate Diaz. And it's getting pretty wild.
John Jones will...
And then John Jones... Well, John, Nate Diaz is saying, well, no one's going to remember your fights. It's kind of true. Like, if you can talk about a Nate Diaz fight versus John Jones fight, which one do you really remember from John Jones?
Like, they haven't been
that memorable.
Epic?
He's
the
fucking
Cormier ones. When he head kicked Cormier.
Those, yeah.
Gustafson ones that, were crazy.
I don't know. The Gustafson, those were good, but they weren't to, like, Nate Diaz level.
Santos was low-key giving it to him until he fucked his leg up.
What's his name? The one he just fought from Victorville?
Dominic Reyes,
yeah.
That was a good one.
I feel like he won.
Yeah.
They should run it back.
But Jorge Masvidal is like, let's run it back.
To who?
To Nate. And then he's like,
I want to see Connor and Masvidal.
Man, I think fucking Masvidal will fuck him up.
So I don't care. I still want to see it.
It's kind of weird right now because, like, the whole Khabib thing and, like, they don't know where they're going to do all that. And Gaethje out of nowhere fucking.
Well, Khabib's dad has COVID. They made it official.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was like heart failure or something.
He has a few of his families have COVID. A lot of them.
Family members?
No, his families. He has multiple families.
In different dimensions, too.
Yeah. No, his dad has COVID. And he's in a induced coma right now.
Damn.
That shit sucks.
We just got to get immune to it. Everyone, just throw a party.
Right?
Every weekend. Just get immune to
every
it.
Every weekend.
Like,
get used to that
Amsterdam.
Shit.
Is Amsterdam?
Well, no, I've never been out.
What country is that has been open?
Sweden.
Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden, the population's so little and it's fucking the healthiest country and the happiest.
And giants and shit.
Yeah.
They're fucking
and they're
Vikings.
They're all spread out and they have like green grass and blue skies.
Dude, let's fucking go to Sweden.
Yeah, the best healthcare.
Well, now would be the time to travel, probably like the beginning of
Trime?
The time to travel.
Damn,
is like the
Trime is a big ass word.
Amazon Prime.
Tribe.
Trime. Trime.
You gotta stop drinking that Malibu.
That's I've been drinking it for a minute.
I haven't drank Malibu in years. You know? I don't know how I feel about that Malibu being on this table.
No, I just like it because it mixes well with...
I ain't gonna lie, it's pretty fucking
it's bomb. Fire, right? With the Jew mix?
Have you ever drank that mix? That pirate, whatever it's called? It's like Malibu?
Mm-mm.
That shit's pretty bomb, too.
I've been to Pirates of the Caribbean.
You know they took out the...
Same figure,
yeah, me too, but you know they took out the dudes chasing the girl?
Oh, yeah.
The Caribbean.
That real rapey, right, that real rapey
really?
Part of it.
The one that goes around?
Yeah. That's I took it dumb. Out because it was the height of the whole PC culture. They're like, oh no, you're teaching kids that
I hate
culture.
Fucking,
I'm like, dude, they were fucking pirates. That's what happened.
I hate like, how like fucking
yeah.
They let themselves
fucking
get
real history.
Just because a bunch of Karens don't want to see it. They want to erase a bunch of history and like change shit. You know what? I want to change your guys' haircuts, fucking Karen.
Shit.
Shit.
I think Pirates of the Caribbean is better than the Knights one because they feed you before.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the one at Disneyland.
Oh, you're talking about the ride?
Yeah.
I'm talking about the where you go eat and you watch the show.
Nah, bro. You were agreeing like you fucking...
Yeah, we were talking about Disneyland the whole time. Yeah. That's what you said about chasing
You're talking
them.
About pirates. The,
yeah.
the it's not called Pirates in the Caribbean. It's called Pirates.
Yeah, hit your computer.
Same the one shit. That's like...
Pirates or Pirates?
What's the other one?
Medieval Times.
Medieval Times.
Yeah.
I haven't been to the pirate one, though. Is
I
that one cool?
Medieval Times, though. That's just tight.
Yeah. Pirate one's dope.
I almost got kicked out of that shit.
What? How?
Yeah. While you're backstage.
Because I was with a bunch of people that are drunk as fuck.
Dude, the beer sucks there. Too.
Yeah.
You have to go there pre-gaming.
Oh, that's just pretty interesting.
I remember the soup was good. They had this little fucking tomato soup.
We got there shit-faced.
Yeah.
Okay. And it just got worse from there. So, yeah, I almost got kicked out.
Why would you go there shit-faced? Like, guys were just bored? Like, hey, this is
going
to
No, it was, you remember Boulder? It was Boulder's birthday.
Oh, he did the cable guy thing where he was like a grown-ass adult with a bunch of kids.
Yeah.
Well, someone, when we went, the last time we went, someone was there for their bachelor party.
What?
I was like, bro, you're fucking...
Yeah, dude, we were yelling, we were screaming, we're like, yeah!
Ah! Team like, Red or whatever, yeah. That's hilarious.
Yeah. I can see that, too.
Yeah. And then they built up portals in the middle of it now, so that's just a trap. Like, afterwards, everyone just hits that up. It's so bomb. You never heard portos?
Uh-uh. It's a Cuban like bakery.
Oh, is it the one that's next door to it?
Yeah, right between both of them. Yeah.
No, but I am starving.
Fucking speaking about Ozark, Alex finally finished.
Have you finished it yet?
I'm still on the last episode I was on. They took the little boy hunting and killed the deer first time.
Shit. Spoiler: Everyone dies.
All of that whole family dies.
Everyone.
That'll get COVID.
Everyone's Did you finish dead. It yet?
Yeah. Dude, I finished that shit in like a week.
Nah, I got pretty far, like when I first.
I'm not gonna kill it for Martin over here, but I kind of want to. But
go ahead, I probably won't finish
that
it.
That last scene was fucking
dude, it's
dope.
Good.
Yeah, it was.
And how me and him were talking about the other day, hit the brother. He's a badass actor.
I think the brother's a great actor,
dude.
The little boy.
No, he's not there yet. You don't know him yet.
You're not even there yet.
You're not even there yet.
You don't even fucking know.
Like he's fucking sick ass actor, dude. His little cab scene, that was fucking like the best scene.
Yeah.
When he's just like, woo.
Have you continued to rent movies?
Yeah, just two nights ago I rented Bad Boys.
I rented Sonic the other
day. I didn't like it. Did you like it?
It was funny. I just liked it because it was the nostalgia. Martin Lawrence's face is mad swollen, so I was just laughing all
the time. It was cool, but it was
Doesn't it feel kind of like
forced?
Yeah, force, but also like the Expendables when they're just trying to use shit from the old movies. Not keep going because I feel like they could have still done it, but if they would have just took it more serious, I felt like every fucking scene was waiting for a punchline that had to do with the old.
Like they kind of trying stupid. To keep going back like to the old shit.
Yeah.
Like how I like the new Rambo, The Last Blood, because he didn't do that shit.
He didn't do any of that.
No flashbacks.
He didn't do that shit. He just fucking just wham straightforward. Like how the girl died too.
Dude's a beast, dude. He's fucking 70-something years old. I mean, the best fucking steroids you can get, but still, he's fucking a beast.
They're coming out with was it Time Cop? They're remaking Time Cop, and Wesley Snipes going to be in it.
But The Bad Boys was just one of those movies that you knew was going to happen next, because you've seen, at this point, 31 years of age, I don't like watching movies that much anymore, because I feel like I've seen them. Like, I'll be like, oh, this is going to happen, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
and I knew as soon as the son
what type of movie you watched
when
too.
Him and his son were fighting and he opened up his motorcycle helmet and they looked eye to eye. I was like, oh, that's his fucking kid.
What really bugged me,
you know what I mean?
And yeah, I called that one.
What really fucking bugged me about that is that they kept fucking saying the same shit over and over again.
Yeah,
Bad Boys for Life, blah blah blah.
Oh, yeah,
like song, come on, like
before they would do it only at one pivotal point. Like it was like
say
this dramatic point and then just say it, and I'm like, all right, we're in it. No, it was like
every fucking 10 minutes, like Bad Boys for Life.
I didn't the part that like was like it already started like getting a little corny, but I'm like, all right, I'm gonna ride with it. And then once they fucking took out the turret out of that fucking little motorcycle, the sidecar,
oh yeah,
I was like, I'm done. This is fucking stupid. Like, oh my god.
Especially how like Bad Boys didn't start off like that. It wasn't that crazy. Like if I would see Rambo, like The Last Blood, it was fucking badass how he killed all those fools at the end. You're used to that though. Throughout the whole series of Rambo, he did some crazy shit. Not Bad Boys. It started off, you know, normal, and then the second one was kind of a little wild, and then this one. So it's kind of like, I see what you're saying, like the whole turret thing.
But I'll still watch the next one.
It's like Fast and the Furious.
Fast and the Furious is ridiculous. Yeah. Now they're fucking taking down jets. Or
yeah.
And I still watch it.
I haven't seen the latest one. Well, not this new one coming out, but the one before that. I heard that.
I think the last one I watched is the last one with Connor O'Brien when he died. That's the last one I've seen.
Connor O'Brien, who the fuck is that?
Well, isn't his name in the movie? Connor O'Brien, fucking Paul Walker?
Paul Walker. I've just been calling him Paul Walker, and I don't even call him.
Get it together, dude. What the fuck? Fucking wear some
Vin
Chucks.
Vin Diesel, I just called him Vin Diesel.
You better wear some Chucks when you fucking watch that movie.
I can't wear Chucks. They make my feet look awkward. It's weird how I can wear Vans, but I can't wear Chucks.
What a mess the rest of you.
For some reason.
How can you not wear Chucks?
I know.
I think because they're too...
Dude. Being a little girl. Stop being like a little girl. Just wear some Chucks.
They look like clown shoes to you? Because you're looking down at it.
Well, I've gotten rid of so many shoes, like to friends or to my brothers or something like that. And when I see them, I'm like, fuck, they look sick. I want them back. But for some reason, I just don't look good in shoes, certain shoes.
The movie I just saw was called Wrong Missy. That one on Netflix.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was actually funny.
He texted me, but I'm like, watch this shit.
I'm those people that, like, if something's cringy, that I can't. Like, ever since I was fucking little, I would have to, like, almost close my eyes.
What was that part that
too cringy?
And that entire movie was like,
it's that fucking girl. Like, when she was in the beginning with the bathroom scene.
Oh, yeah,
when
she slid up. Like,
it was just like, oh, what is going on?
But it was good, right?
But no, it was good. But that's what, going back to his point, I knew what was going to happen.
Didn't it kind of remind you of someone?
Mine over here?
No.
No, what the fuck?
One of my cousin's girlfriends?
Oh. No, because this girl I'd actually have fun with.
Yeah.
You know, I could actually hang out with. So.
Damn.
I don't remember the last, like, legit movie that I would tell someone else to watch.
Mine would be Joker, probably.
There has to be something.
That one and Jen and My Man.
Oh, no,
1917.
That's just a badass movie too.
You gotta watch that.
Oh, really, yeah,
good movie.
Did you watch that Will Smith movie?
Gemini.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did you watch it?
Well, I can rent. It's on Amazon Prime. I can rent
it.
That's
like $3.
Yeah.
I watched Sonic the other day.
Oh, that's a good movie.
It was actually good, dude.
It was actually good.
Fucking Jim Carrey, dude.
I started watching it and then I didn't get through
that
it.
That shit was good. Jim Carrey fucking got down.
Well, when I saw the trailer as Jim Carrey in the fucking thing, I just remember that as a kid, monster thing, and he's in that ball. I was like, I want to watch it just for that.
No, it was good.
I'll check it out.
Or even all those types of movies, like the Pokemon ones, that animation type.
I haven't watched that
like,
one.
I don't, Pokemon, what would you even call it?
Pokemon was actually shot very well and done very well.
But what is that, though?
Like, for what it was.
Wasn't it Detective Pokemon or Detective something?
Detective Pikachu. Yeah.
I heard it was good. I just haven't.
Yeah,
it sounds ridiculous.
But what type of... What would you call that? Because it's... There are humans in it, but it's still
cartoon. Just a fucking computer animation? CGI?
But what type of style is it? That's what I'm asking. Because you wouldn't call it a cartoon.
I don't know if there's a name for that. I mean, there probably is, but I don't think there's a household name for that.
Yeah.
It's called a movie.
Yeah.
What's that? Because the detective thing made me think of, what was that fucking, Inspector Gadget. Remember that show back in the day?
Fucking Inspector. Well, they tried to make that a movie with the...
What's his face?
Not cartoon, but...
Oh, they did?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They made it live action with, who was the actor?
Probably sucked,
it was whack,
Yeah.
It was like the Pink Panther movies. Like they
Similar to those. It was that era, though, too.
Do you remember the
beat to
Pink Panther?
Huh?
Oh, there you go. That dude always reminded me of Pepto-Bismol. I don't know why.
Oh, because
he's pink, I guess. Yeah.
Those were the shit.
He was the same pink colors, yeah.
Like Pink
same
Panther.
Same RGB.
What was the other one? Carmen Sandiego. Remember that cartoon? Back in the day? You remember that? Yeah, no, you remember that shit.
No, I don't remember.
I used to watch that shit.
It's a chick?
Yeah, it's a chick.
Yeah.
And she goes like her family's like a scientist, and like her parents are scientists.
She kind of like uncovered mysteries and stuff like that. Like, she did detective type of thing, but they're making a movie out of it too.
Yeah,
for some reason it sounds
Carmen Sandiego.
Carmen Sandiego, she was like a thief, and there's like they followed her around like trying to catch her.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
But like,
no,
she taught you shit. They remade it
on
recently.
Netflix,
her right there.
Yeah,
they're
gonna
make the movie.
No, I've never seen that.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, that's a remake, that's all the remake right there.
No, that's new, but yeah, it was pretty tight.
Yeah.
That and all the shit on channel on Fox on Saturdays was dope.
Oh, hell yeah. Like, used to wake up early just for that shit.
Yeah. What's it called? That blue fucking superhero who's all blue. He had like little.
Oh, he's an ant.
Yeah, he was like an ant.
The flea or something like that.
Was it the flea?
No, the tick.
Oh, the tick. Yeah,
same shit.
That shit was pretty good.
That's not the same thing.
The fucking little thing that gets hooked onto like inner skin and shit. Ants and dogs.
Ants don't do that.
I said flea, and you said tick.
Fuck.
I wasn't paying attention.
We're recorded.
Are you still drinking that beer?
Is yes, empty? I am.
He's scared.
It's right here.
He's scared. Well,
if you guys want to watch our beer podcast, it's Is That My Beer? And there it is. If you're watching YouTube, you can see the
fuck you guys.
Is That My Beer podcast? Everything's under 7125media.com.
.com.
Oh, yeah. But, so speaking about podcasts, fucking Joe Rogan.
Well, that's a huge thing. Oh, yeah. Dude. They're saying 100 million.
Yeah. So is Spotify going to have a video platform then?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
By it's September, gonna be
free, I guess. I
think, because that's what I usually listen to Joe Rogan on YouTube. Because I just like to see. Well, now I just listen to all podcasts YouTube.
You wouldn't watch them?
Yeah, watch them.
Yeah.
And listen.
Even when I'm driving, I put it on YouTube.
Yeah,
just
so do I.
Just glance mm-hmm. over. Once
yeah,
in a
just
while.
Like looking at the reactions and stuff. And another fucking plug. Just go to our YouTube. 7125 Media.
We get it. Subscribe.
Yeah, our camera work is fucked out, so Eric's all blurry, and yeah, but we'll get there.
We'll figure it out.
Rogan came up. If it's a, if
they're
it's
saying at least 100 million, and there it's just a licensing deal. He gets to still be on all platforms, clips on YouTube, but he's just exclusively video on Spotify. So that's good, and he's not an employee. Like he's not. It's the same
partner.
Creative control. Like he. He, same shit. He's just in a different.
Nothing's gonna change. Just the platform.
Hopefully, and if they do, I know his ass would be like, fuck that.
Oh yeah.
Don't. I already have Spotify, so it wasn't really anything like.
Well, that. A lot of people. Well, Alex Jones was saying this. It was like, it's because YouTube is becoming so fucking crazy with what kind of content you put out there and all that stuff.
You say the wrong word.
They're saying if you cuss, if you cuss in the beginning of the podcast, now they're fucking.
Oh, within the first 5 minutes or something like that.
Like, what the hell? I mean, we're probably off already.
Well, that's we're not. No one even knows we're on, so. But we'll say no.
Yeah.
You can take all our old shit off, because I know we cuss
a lot
in the first 5 minutes.
We have to.
Yeah. That's the badass fucking deal he made. And then that girl podcast, all that drama, I watched the video. Is it called Daddy?
Call Me Daddy or something.
Call Me Daddy.
Oh, yeah. So Call Me Daddy. Did you read up on that drama?
I didn't read up on anything.
It's good, dude.
It's hilarious because, so Call Me Daddy, remember we talked about it, it's those girls, like, they weren't doing shit. One of them was on unemployment, and they were like, hey, there's this startup, whatever they want. They want me to make a podcast. He's like, all right, I'll have a girl, we'll fucking make a podcast. They shot 4 episodes. But they go deep, because you're talking about her process. Like, they shoot for 3 hours, and then they chop it down. And the girl was already vlogging, so she knows how to edit. Long story short, they fucking blew up overnight. Like, they fucking got huge. And Barstow was just paying them like a regular salary. They renegotiated. And then it got to the point where, let's fast forward, one of the girls meets this guy that's an executive at fucking
HBO.
And then fucking he starts getting in their ear. No, you guys aren't getting paid enough. You guys need to renegotiate, blah, 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 blah. And they're like, oh, fuck, all right, let's try it. The first thing they go... And it was like these crazy fucking sheep, like demands. And they go and gave it to Dave Portnoy, which is like the owner of Barstool Sports. And he's like, fuck you, get out of here. So they go back and they change it up and gave him a killer deal. Like, it was a great deal, whatever. They started big, met in the middle, should have been good. The other girl was like, no, they want the boyfriend.
It's HBO a deal executive. That they wanted too at the beginning too. They could keep their name and all that shit.
So long story short, like for the fourth time. At the very end, one girl's like, fuck it, I'm taking the deal. Another girl just got asked out. You idiot, I told you to read it. So
that was the headline.
The HBO guy, the HBO dude, like he basically fucked this girl's career over and like took money from her, and it's just her boyfriend. And then now Dave Portnoy has started like a war against this guy just to make an example out of him. All he does is post videos of fucking like Bane. And then like the dude's all, you know, the scary dude on the plane. And then he's Bane when he takes his mask off. And then that's an HBO plane crashing. Like, dude, he's just talking so much shit. It's hilarious.
His name is Nelson something.
Peter Nelson.
Peter Nelson.
So what is the female that took the deal? What is she gonna do?
The blonde one.
It's like 500,000. But she's gonna be more.
She's gonna just get it. So she's gonna grab another host.
Yeah, I think so. And she gets to keep the IP. So before they didn't own.
That was the whole thing, right? Over the IP.
So she fucking gets to keep it. She gets everything.
Justin, he did that just to spite the other fucking.
Well, the other
no, they were already gonna get that. But the other girl was like literally. Just wanting to become like had crazy
the,
rich.
Had the industry in their head and her ear too.
She had all these other people in her head.
So I feel like that other guy, the Nelson, Peter Nelson, was just trying to get them out and then put them in his platform.
Yeah, basically.
He was then fucked them. Yeah. Well, fucked the other girl.
Unless she could come out with something on her own.
It's going to be hard.
It's not the same. Barstool Sports is killing it right now. They have a good platform to be on.
Especially with Dave and his pizza reviews. I still watch that shit. That shit's fucking entertaining. Like, he's funny. He's a fucking troll too. Like, all Barstool's is fucking dope.
You know what's funny is what's his name? Andrew
Schultz.
Andrew Schultz. So he is part of the reason why she met that dude from HBO, because he posted this video that he was on Tinder swiping, and so was that girl, and they matched, and they were supposed to go on a date that night, and then he ended up just saying like he was chilling, hanging out with his buddies. He was just not in the mood
because he wanted to watch canceled. A basketball game.
So he just canceled on her, and then she ended up fucking going out with this other fucking Tinder match, which was that dude. That's what started the whole thing. So Andrew Schultz fucking
Tinder scares the shit out of me. Not even on it.
Why?
Are you on Tinder?
No.
No.
Why?
I don't know. It just seems like.
Why are you so scared all the time, Ryan?
I know.
I haven't been out in a long time.
You can't live your life in fear, dude.
Every week we hear about a new thing that you're scared about.
Yeah. Bro, once you... Here we go again. Once you have kids...
We're going to put him on a booster seat from now on or something. Just make a big-ass fucking... That'd be fucking hilarious if we could make like a big-ass car seat. He just sits in a big car seat the whole time.
If you make it, I'll sit in it. I don't believe you guys can make it, though.
Just make him a bib. I'll just wear a bib the whole time.
Just take this chair apart, put in the fucking car, and put fucking seatbelts on that bitch.
No, but the seatbelts come around.
And give you a helmet. That's it.
Right here. Don't wear helmets.
We'll give you a helmet.
I'm not wearing a helmet.
You gotta protect that forehead, son.
What's the last time you guys bought a magazine?
Online?
I think the last time I bought a magazine was at the airport, maybe like 4 or 5 years ago when I went to New York. It was a sports magazine. Oh, ESPN. Because I knew my phone was going to die because I had a shitty phone. So I was like, I got to read something. I got to look at something.
I think the last magazine I bought, it was a black magazine. It was like King or something like that. It was like a hip hop, but with big old black booties on it.
Just porn. You bought
You bought Hustler.
I don't think Hustler had. That wasn't any color. That was just all white, right?
Hustler was everything.
Was it?
Yeah. They tried to be fucking different from Playboy.
Oh, the Playboy was all white.
Gotta watch the movie, fool.
Yeah. I don't remember, but I just know that the industry's dying. Like,
it's been fucking dying, right?
Yeah, I know, but I'm just thinking, like, who the fuck still buys magazines? There's a point when they're blown up.
Or newspapers. I'm surprised to see newspapers on people's lawns. Like, driving through the neighborhood, I'm like...
That's
we use that for turtles and shit.
All the coupons and shit in there, too, though.
Oh, yeah. Well, coupons are... They send them to you via email. Kohl's, Ralph's, all that stuff.
I always felt weird using a coupon. The other day I saw something in the mail.
With the promo codes, like online?
No, I'm talking about in person. I would do that shit online.
Yeah. Wiener Central.
But like I saw a Carl's Jr. one. I was like, I'm going to use this shit. I was like, fuck.
I use all those food ones. I went to Kohl's, bought some shoes, and ended up getting them for free just because of Kohl's cash and all that shit. They're Pumas, the workout Pumas. But you can, if you play your cards right, you can get it super cheap.
There's people that is good as fuck at that. Like our little sister is good at that shit. But she's
should
good
be doing
at
some crazy shit though. I went with her to
the Walmart.
No, TJ Maxx, and she goes in there because everything is fucking like old school labeled with the stickers. So she just takes a sticker off a can. It's like $3, and if the item's like $15, so like, then they're not gonna question you.
It's called stealing.
Yeah, that's what that is. That's fucking stealing.
No, that's not couponing. That's straight up robbery.
She'll go to Walmart and she'll say like, something online, like she'll get a picture online.
Oh, price
like,
match.
Oh, this is price match. And then your website said this, so you got to meet this and this. And they'll be like, $100 will go down to like $30. Like, what the fuck? How'd you do that? I don't know. And then she'll return it and get the money back. I'm like, what the fuck?
Well, the thing about extreme couponing is some people just get random stuff because they can get it and they just stockpile it. That's like never use it, like toothpaste and all that shit. I can't talk right now.
This whole podcast has been just us concentrating on our words. Like, don't fuck this up.
This
don't
fuck sugar this up. Fucking who mix has and shit.
Jew mix doesn't have sugar in it.
Who mix full? Jew mix.
Bro, that's racist. Hilarious. That is right. The can is racist.
No, it's not. That's how you spell Jew, dude. It's J-U. It's
I know, but it's still, if you sound it out,
it's who mix full.
You sound it
which
out.
Is bomb as fuck. Banana strawberries.
Banana strawberries. You didn't like the kerns?
No, that's just nasty. I don't like that
They're
shit.
Only 49 cents.
I like the kerns fucking ochata.
Oh, yeah.
I saw that food for less one time in the bar and it was fire.
Yeah, it's pretty fucking good.
Yesterday, we were hanging out at Eric's house and fucking random donkeys were just cruising by.
Oh, yeah.
Just a herd of donkeys. Shit was weird as fuck.
Did you eat it?
Yep, ate all of them.
So you moved out here?
Hmm? Not yet. I'm in the process.
He just owns a house out here. He's not out here yet.
Yeah.
Balling like that. What's up, son?
Yeah.
He has wild donkeys running around his
wild
hood.
Wild donkeys everywhere.
That's just dope, though. Like,
you're so balling. Look at the camera and say you're balling, Eric.
Balling.
You look like this. Jim Jones. Jim Jones style.
But she's a trip,
I put the
though,
logo
like,
over your face when you did that.
We're just sitting there drinking.
I heard the click. I was like, you fucking.
Do you have an extra room or what that you're not using?
Huh?
Do you have an extra room that you're not using?
No.
Oh.
Try to move in or what?
No, we could put this in there. No,
it's a full house. Yeah. This will not work there. 100% no. Will not work there. We'll just hear some. His sister telling us weird shit.
Yeah.
Fucking units.
I mean, you probably could do it in the garage.
Like, it's funny because I've been paying attention to them outside. They peaked already. They already went, oh, crazy. So, like, they're getting to the point where they're going to start to get emotional. They're almost there.
Well, they're in the hot tub. So, it's going to get emotional.
Yeah.
But is that a hot tub thing? Or?
Isn't it?
I didn't know that.
Well, back in the day when
we
used to
rich,
sneak
we
into
well,
no, but when I was in high school and shit, we'd sneak into Corona Point and jump in there and jacuzzi and shit like that with me and the homies, and then
you guys would get emotional.
Not emotional, but after a while, you just you're done talking about like just stupid shit, and then you just start talking about like real shit.
You get emotional.
I wouldn't say now. I would say emotional. Back then, I wouldn't say it was emotional. It was just talking about life, but now I would say yes. It was emotional.
Damn. Somebody used to draw that up.
Yeah.
Just Mario with his buddies all crying in a hot tub.
No, we weren't crying. We're just...
You know what, man? I'm close to you now. Your feet is such my feet.
Bro, don't even fake the fun. We've all gone through those situations where we're
never
drunk and we're
tub.
Just... Not in a hot tub, maybe, but in the snow or like somewhere.
I don't know what you're talking about. <That's
stupid. laughs> You're just an emotional wreck.
Yeah,
bro.
I know. You just bring everybody with you.
I'm the only one not scared to talk about emotion. That's why.
Just go to fucking Eric's house and meet some donkeys, dude.
There you go. Make some friends.
Be with the wild.
I know Eric's emotional.
I am.
Felt you just try to hide it.
I was pretty goddamn emotionless for most of my life.
What's called emo? He was an emo kid.
Yeah,
purple hair.
I seriously felt like a fucking robot most of my life. Like, I just had no feeling.
Well, that's because you're big as fuck, so you probably move like a robot.
Yeah, yeah, it was that too.
Not very agile.
Yeah.
No, for a big guy, I saw him do some kicks and shit the other day. Yeah. You can do some stuff.
Pretty fucking agile when I get around to it.
Loose, when you're drinking and you're loose.
Yeah.
So you're more emotional because you've psychedelics and all that shit.
Actually, yes.
That sound thing sounds interesting. The thing I sent you.
Fuck. What was it called? Sound Self. I think. Yeah, Sound Self. Technodelic or some shit like that.
So does it? It says it records your sounds and then it fucking does something with it.
So, yeah, from what I saw in the video, it's a VR thing. It might not even be like have to be VR.
No, you don't have to.
But it was you just. Like, you watch the video and it tells you to hum or just make a noise to like fill a circle, and like it record your voice to like fill that circle, and then it plays it back in different tones, and it shows you weird psychedelic shit.
That sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, kind of like those
musically
those audio visualizers.
Yeah.
How you could see the music just fucking
make
different wavelengths, but it does it with your own voice. So as you're like, I guess as you, when you first start, it kind of just teaches you to like do certain things, but as you progress through the thing, you just start making your own noises and creating your own visualizations.
Yeah.
I ran out of breath.
I want to try it, but I think they charge, but there's probably like a free trial. But like, it's funny because not back in the day, when I first got like a good pair of headphones, I think when we were working at Lucas or whatever, I had the Sony Professionals, and then I put on this video where you can get like sick ass stereo sounds where it sounds like a mouse is running by you.
Oh yeah.
And then like just like fucking everything, but it was like so fine tuned, like
16 something or something.
I forgot what the shit, what it's called, but it's like 3D sound. It's like,
yeah, I heard it was super fine tuned, but Tony, you know, fucking Tony, his little Tony hit me up the other day. He's like, "You gotta check this video. Fucking look these sounds," and I'm like. Like, dude, this has been around for ages now, and Shay thought it was like a new thing.
Well, they have one.
He hates it when I say you're late.
Juice WRLD, his song "Lucid Dreams," where if you close your eyes, it's in, you hear it, and it feels like you're. It's
I remember that song. You showed it to us.
Yeah, and it's like hear it, and if you close your eyes, you feel like your head's
spinning.
That's
what's cool. I feel like more people should use that. Like they've done the whole like when it switches to left and right, but no one really uses like
where you could feel it like just going around.
It's crazy. Yeah.
Don't they have rides like that?
Yeah.
Like at Disneyland? I think the Shrink, Honey, I Shrink the Parents, or the Kids, or whatever. Shrink the Kids was like that when you sat in the theater and you hear like,
Well, I mean, that's what pass by, you know, Dolby sound, like all these new movie theaters have that, the surround sound. My fucking gaming headphones have that shit.
Yeah.
And shit trips me out sometimes.
Well, I forget what ride it is over on the East Coast at Epcot, but it takes you, it's like flyovers over like canyons and like different terrains and things, but as you're going, like you have speakers like that next to your head, and they pump out like smells and things.
Oh, see, that's cool.
So like you're just kind of like in your chair like floating around.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids does that too.
Yeah,
but they have like these little like air like blowing at you, and then these little things where it makes it feel like snakes just ran by you.
Yeah, you just feel the air.
Yeah,
I can't wait till they come out with something where it's a game like Warzone, but somehow you put on virtual reality, wear like a vest, and you have the gun like that, and you can move around. Do they? Yeah. And if they shoot you, you feel it. It's not feel very, the exact thing, but you feel
it's
something.
Very expensive. Yeah,
is it?
Yeah, because I've seen it like at CES, and like they have those vests, and they're dope because it complements the VR, but it's so expensive because it just. All these different vibrators, like all around it, so it's like zzz, zzz, you feel like everything. It's cool, but so expensive.
It's like in a warehouse or something.
Yeah. So and at that point, it's not even like you're feeling it. You just get like a little vibration somewhere, just like
zzz, zzz, zzz. It's like your fucking remote, but like all over your body.
Yeah.
Remember laser tag?
Yeah.
Yeah, that shit's upgraded too.
I have laser
it's all
tag.
Badass now.
At home for the kids.
Oh, you have the little thing that you have to shoot. The little, it makes noises. That's pretty.
Yeah, fucking
paintballing. I guess that's the closest thing.
All the memes. Did you guys see all the memes for PS5?
Mm-mm.
Like fucking, there's all these girls and shit.
What does it even look like?
Well, it hasn't came out yet. Oh. We don't know. We've seen the remote. That's it. PS5 remote. But everyone's like, there's a bunch of memes out there where like, dudes doing like the most or breaking up with their girlfriends because the PS5 is coming out. Like either being really romantic or fucking. There's
or getting with old ladies. Curing the PS5.
Yeah. No. Shit's hilarious.
Those things are cheap though.
Nah, once it becomes, it's like gonna be like $600.
Nah, but once you get to were they $600 when they first came out? Five. Like the PS4? It should be still in the same range though, right?
No, I think the price already came out. I think it's gonna be like 5-6.
Damn.
Yeah. And COVID kind of made it more expensive.
Systems are expensive as fuck.
Yeah, they've been going up like $100 every generation.
What do you have, Xbox or
Xbox PS? One?
Oh, they have that free.
The older one. My son has Xbox S.
They have a Mafia 3 on there for free. You could download it. It's fucking good.
I don't even have a fucking.
The only thing right I now. Do on there is any game I play is just FIFA or Warzone. That's it.
Well, download fucking Mafia 3.
And I already have. I'm pushing the limit on Warzone. Melissa wise. Because she wants to like watch movies or like, but I'm like, or she'll try to go to sleep, but I'm super, I don't realize how loud I get sometimes.
Yeah, me too.
Because I don't hear myself and the everything just seems here. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So when I'm loud, I feel like I'm just as loud as everyone else, but I'm just screaming and shit like that.
She gets intense. I like the games when it gets intense.
And I'm starting to cuss a lot. I don't know if it's because of that or just because I cuss a lot. But
everyone in the house, he's always trying to get people to drink.
Yeah.
He's everyone always opening a beer like, and he's like, "You're not gonna have one? You're gonna have a beer with me?
Well, I'm not gonna drink alone." Even if it's online.
And then he'll have Melissa take pictures of him playing the game while he's drinking a beer. I'm like, dude, he plays like on a little kid seat
table.
Like a table.
Why do you do that?
Because the screen looks better. I'm not gonna play on my big ass screen like something like this.
Yeah, that's
it messes up my. I feel like I'm trying to look over here and over here, and I get a headache.
So you play it like on the screen like that?
Yeah, monitor.
Like
this big. Yeah.
And I put it on my son's little kid's table where he eats, and I just sit in his little chair and just play like that.
Is that your gaming station?
You gotta work with what you got.
Show.
I have
picture?
A yeah. I have a gaming. I could do it in the tech center, but I'm too loud. I don't want people to, especially because I cuss too much.
Dude, full fuck.
Live your life, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, but there's other people in my life that I think about.
Well, obviously not, because you're taking your son's little chair and fucking.
I know, just probably
he's not using
where
it.
He eats and shit. What if he wants a sandwich? He wants to sit down and eat in that little chair and table.
Oh, they're back to peeking out there.
Yeah. They went back.
My That's little funny. Guinness.
Well, let's wrap it up, guys. 7125media.com. Check out our other podcast. That might be air. And we're out.
Peace.